it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And actually, you got yours truly, Maynard Meyer, filling in for Paul Ramo today, and we do have Dwayne Hastad here, so we got somebody to know something about gardening. How are you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing okay.
Good to have you on the scene here. Nice to do the gardening show. I haven't done one for a while, so.
Well, it's good to do with you, because you always have questions yourself.
I do.
That's good, and if people do have questions, I'll make sure that they call them in.
Yeah, or else email them over. I'm just looking to see what we had, if any new ones yet. But you can email them right over. It'll pop up on my screen here at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. That's klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Or give us a call at 320-598-7301. Chris will write them down out here and bring them on in.
We got a few.
That's right.
I think today is April showers bring May flowers, or what?
Yeah,
we don't need any more of this right now.
April snowstorms.
Well, I heard Glencoe had 3 inches of sleet yesterday.
Is that right? Well, no, yeah. We don't need that.
No. Well, we did the plant of the week.
Yeah, I was just looking for that here. I saw it earlier. Now I can't find it. But what is our plant of the week here?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of trees and bushes that flower really early, even
there we go.
Flower before
magnolia tree.
Yeah,
really blooming magnolia tree.
Actually, right now, if you look at it, and a lot of people out there are starting to look at their shrubs and trees, it has big, huge buds on it right now.
I thought it was when I first saw that, it looked like pussy willow.
It does.
Yeah.
Actually, if you look at it right now,
right.
People call it a pussy willow tree, but a magnolia has these big buds on it. It's really pretty right now, and then it will flower. That's a Merrill magnolia that's shown there.
Okay.
And Merrill magnolia will have a big, large flower, fragrant flower, before it has leaves. So if it gets warm again, it'll be start blooming.
Well, hopefully.
When it gets warm
again. Probably won't bloom today.
No. You know what? Plants are smart enough. They tell us what's going on out there in nature. There's some tulips that are up, so there's some things blooming. Another early blooming plant is a forsythia, and usually they're yellow and completely covered with yellow flowers before it gets leaves on it. That's another one, if you don't have and you're excited about always having that first flowers in your yard, I would suggest planting a northern sun forsythia. It's really pretty.
Okay, forsythia.
Forsythia.
Gotta practice pronouncing that too. You can't say that 10 times fast.
you want the Latin name for that?
No, that's all right. All right, so that's our plan of the week.
Yep.
All right, and we have a couple of questions to kick off the show here today, Dwayne. We had one came in last week, and we missed it last week, so maybe we should hit that one first here. And someone's wondering if it was too early to trim their hedges.
You know, I'll even expand that. Is it too early to be out there pruning? You know, like your shrubs around your house?
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, you can do that. You know, it's actually less debris to clean up. You don't have all those leaves. And you see, it's easier to see the structure of your plant.
Right.
So don't be afraid to get out there and prune your bushes. Other things is we have a lot of perennials out there, like the grasses. And if you didn't cut them off last fall, I would get out there and prune those off, because they'll start growing pretty soon. And it's a lot easier to cut them off and cut them back before they get that new growth. That takes a lot longer. So, yeah, it's time to get out there.
Okay.
Probably got to let it dry out a little bit. But as soon as that happens, that was kind of my concern. We always have a horticulture concern.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too early to be working out in my yard? And maybe on your grass it is, but your trees and shrubs and perennials, or if you have roses that are covered, or perennials that are covered, or strawberries that are covered, definitely time to get them uncovered.
Okay. So, yeah, then it's probably a little muddy to be out there working too. So,
not good on us.
Wear your boots.
Wear your boots. Nah, stay away. Let it dry out a little bit, which doesn't sound like it's going to happen real quick.
Not real quick here, no, but unfortunately. Another question that came up. Now, Paul Ramo got into a conversation with somebody at some meeting he was at, and they were having a big discussion on baby carrots and how you grow baby carrots.
Come on now. You should know that, Maynard.
I don't know that.
You have a mommy carrot and you have a daddy carrot.
And
you get a baby carrot.
That's what I figured.
Huh? What the hell?
that's true. That's the way it works. But no.
You know what? People aren't going to believe this. But You can get baby carrots. There are carrot seeds that are miniature carrots. Okay. So we have
little
carrots.
So you actually grow them one at a time.
Then. You can grow them one at a time.
Okay.
As a carrot. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you go to the grocery store.
Yep.
And you see this little bag of carrots that are all nice and uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you can take them out and dip them, whatever. You know those? You know how those are? If that's what they're referring to as baby carrots,
mm-hmm.
they cut up a regular carrot and they tumble it. And so it rounds it off. And then they soak it in chlorine so it preserves it.
Okay.
So if you leave that kind of baby carrot out, it'll turn white from all the chlorine that's in there.
Hmm.
So
that
baby
doesn't sound healthy.
Not at all. I stopped eating those baby carrots. So grow your own baby carrots. And either you can pull them when they're younger, or there are seeds for smaller carrots.
Okay. Somebody thought that you pull up the carrot and it's all the baby carrots are hanging on the...
Well, if you're going to thin your carrots,
yep.
You know, you plant, carrot seeds is minute. So you always get, sometimes you mix it with sand, and so you can spread out the seeds easier. But if you get too thick, you grab it, and you get a whole mess of baby carrots.
Baby carrots. Probably healthier than the baby carrots soaked in chlorine, anyway.
Definitely. Grow your own carrots.
That's kind of a ludicrous version of carrots or something, soak it in some poisonous substance and then eat it.
This is chlorine. But we have all different kinds of carrots. We have purple carrots and yellow carrots, gold carrots, and the orange carrots. So the other day, Terry Overlander gave me a mess of parsnips.
Okay.
Parsnips looks like a white carrot, okay? And it's actually a very sweet, it's a sweet-tasting carrot. And suggest if you want to try something different in your garden, plant some parsnips this year.
All right. That's one thing you don't hear too much about is parsnips. So,
If you go into like the box stores or the grocery stores and you have a rack of garden seeds,
mm-hmm.
you won't see parsnips.
No parsnips. You got to.
At Heather, what we do is I buy bulk garden seeds, okay? And then we repackage that into smaller containers. So, I've been gardening for many years, and there's definitely favorites of mine and my mom's and that do really well out in western Minnesota. So if you really want to try something that's going to work, try Heather Nursery's garden seeds.
All right. Well, I got a question on lawn care. I didn't get around to, of course, they always say the best time to be spraying your lawn with Tribeck or whatever would be in the fall.
Yep.
And, of course, I didn't get around to it, so... what's a good time to apply some Trimac now to try
it's
to...
It's way too early, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I was figuring. Probably a little bit yet, but what's
Trimac,
a good time?
Trimac is a weed killer, okay? Broadleaf weed killer. Kills like clover and dandelions and that type of stuff. Doesn't kill grass. It's a contact, so that means that the actual weed has to be up. So when that weed is young in the spring, which is probably the second best time to spray, Maynard, is...
In the spring,
before it blooms,
in the spring,
before. Okay? Before it blooms, okay?
Okay.
When you've mowed your lawn once or twice, then spray your lawn. Then put a fertilizer with crabgrass preventer in, and that'll prevent your grassy weeds, prevent crabgrass and barnyard grass and a number of other grasses. So,
because I've got a lot of stuff growing in my yard that I can't identify, so hopefully it'll get it.
Hey, two things you need to do. Crabgrass preventer with fertilizer in the spring after you've mowed a couple times, and then spray it with Trimec, unless you have some really, really hard weeds to kill. Trimec or weed-free zone, and that'll take care of your weeds. And Maynard, you'll be the talk of the neighborhood.
Oh, well, the chamber is talking about maybe doing a yard of the week thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because we haven't done anything like that for a while.
Yeah.
And
you need to be on there.
People, and I suppose, I told them I didn't think I was going to be probably have to worry about a conflict of interest because my yard wouldn't qualify anyway.
Oh, but, I don't know. Your yard, maybe we can get that on. But
my landscaping is looking pretty good right around my house. Cause, of
you
course,
recently
Heather,
landscaped,
Heather
Nursery, and
that
looks pretty
landscaped
cool.
That, and that looks good. You put in the curb, the concrete curbing,
and
the
rock and plants.
New plants, and got all the old stuff out of there.
Well,
so.
You have some cool hydrangeas.
Yep, looks
and
nice.
And then you have Carl Forrester grass, which... If you're going to do it or somebody's going to do it, probably time to get out there and prune those back because then they'll come better from the bottom and it's a lot easier to cut the dead stuff out there before you get the green stuff in there.
I got some apple trees that need some attention too.
If you're going to prune apples, Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Get it done.
It's a good time to do it now before. Well, you can
not in the snow.
Well,
but
you can still see everything and get at it.
Though,
yeah.
Okay. Because you really want to do your apple trees pruning on them when they're dormant.
Okay.
And they're going to break dormancy pretty quick.
Well, how about people now if they're planting a garden? Anything they should be doing right now this time of the
probably
year?
Probably staying out of it. Yeah. It's too wet. You know, if you start tilling your garden right now, you're going to just create mud balls in there. So let it, and they know it's too darn cold anyway.
It is. Wouldn't really be enjoyable to be out working in a garden.
So if you want to do something for your garden, collect your garden seeds, go to the greenhouse and smell the roses in the greenhouse, okay, and get that. Because we have lots of plants, and they're gorgeous. We have a lot of new varieties, and it's really fun. So that's what I've been working on, is working in the greenhouse and packaging seeds. That took forever.
Anything else?
You count seeds, Mayor. Count the mustard seeds. See how far you get.
Anything else new going on over there at Heather?
Oh, prom.
Prom, okay.
Prom in Dawson, okay?
Okay.
So Betty and Gloria are busy doing prom. And,
I bet.
It's really, I enjoy it because it's really, they do a lot of unusual stuff. And mostly are in Dawson is handheld bouquets. There's a few wrist bouquets, and then a lot of boutonnieres for the guys. So it's kind of fun. And so if you don't, that order should have been in a couple weeks ago, because that's this weekend.
You're kind of pushing that.
So Lac des Parles, and you know, it's coming up. And so.
Well, I know you guys always are working pretty late over there on some of those occasions. Grand Theater, of course, being right across the street, where they're kind of late and your lights are, you guys are burning the midnight oil there some of these occasions.
But, this is our time of season, planting in the greenhouse and getting stuff for the greenhouse and then getting organized for spring. And then everything happens on top of that, prom and Mother's Day and Memorial Day. So it's a busy season for Heather Nursery and Floral, greenhouse, lawn care, et cetera, et cetera.
Been a lot of funerals lately, too, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, I was telling somebody, I think we set a record the other day in our local news with 14 obituaries in the same news.
That's not good, Maynard.
Yes.
And I'm glad I wasn't one of them.
That's right. We're glad about that, too.
Yeah. I don't know if people heard, but I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I feel good.
But you are a little bit run down, but you're overall feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Well,
maybe that has something to do with our age, too.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I think it does. So I had a shingles shot the other couple of days ago, and normally I don't react badly to vaccines. Man, that just about knocked me out for a couple of days here, So it's I kept working, but...
We're here.
We're here.
They'll
find us. Right side of the soil.
Another thing that's going on at... Heather Floral and Dawson, that we're having that fashion show.
That's right. That's Friday.
Friday. So
part of the shop hop over there.
The shop hop. But tomorrow, I think it's at, I don't know what time exactly.
I think it's five o'clock. Terry,
at the Hilltop.
Terry Overlander, of course, in charge of the chamber over there. He just gave me a message this morning. There are a limited number of tickets still available
Me late or yesterday afternoon there was only 20 left.
They're getting down there, so get your tickets.
That's cool. That's good.
Yep.
And Heather's busy decorating that this afternoon.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. The theme is Aloha.
Yep.
So it's
we need a Hawaiian theme to kind of offset the snow.
If you're coming, you got to wear your hula skirt, and other parts that go with it.
Yeah, your coconut.
The coconuts. Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
But they're going to decorate it with pineapples and palm leaves and balloons, so it'll be kind of fun.
Okay.
And then tomorrow is shop hop.
That's right.
Some of the stores that have clothing are going to be open after tomorrow night.
Right.
But then the shop hop for most of the people in Dawson is going to be Saturday. Okay.
So, we're about out of time here.
We're going to go for a couple hours.
So you better give us your information on your hours in the store there.
For shop hop, we're having 20% off store wide.
Okay.
And if you want to donate some money to our flower fund, we'll give you a gnome plant for $5, and all $5 will go to the flower fund.
Okay. Sounds good.
Come on over.
All right. And, of course, we'll be back on the air again next week with another garden show.
You bet. It's
Paul
fun.
Paul Ramo will probably be back here with some more questions.
And if anybody has any questions during the week, give us a call at Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week, Dwayne.
See you, Maynard.